I'm here with Dana Aldiss, who is studio coordinator for Art 123 in downtown Gallup.
I wanted to fill everyone in, especially people with children 8 to 13, on a great spring break art camp. This will be our second time hosting it at Art 123, and we're really excited to share what we're going to do with you. Last year was our first one, and it was a great success, and I'm really hoping we can generate the same amount of enthusiasm. It's a great event for the kids because it keeps them busy all through spring break from 9 to 3 every day, and it ends with a great little art gallery show for the kids, so it's a win-win for everyone.
Is there any outreach to the local schools?
Yes, I have been delivering flyers to the local schools. I'm still hoping to see some traction with that, but yes, we are delivering flyers as often as I can. It's really geared towards that, just that age range that sometimes falls through the cracks. Obviously, we'll take any kids that are interested, but it is primarily geared towards 8 to 13-year-olds. What we plan to do is similar to last year, if those anyone listening was part of last year's program, is to have one main piece that the students do, along with a bunch of really cool hands-on crafts, a little bit of art technique thrown in as well. We'll have some guest speakers and possibly some field trips as well, and all based in downtown.
Is there any information online or any contact information for parents who want to find out more?
Yes, please go to www.gallupArts.org/springbreak, or simply just go to gallupArts.org and look under Studio 123 Happenings, and the information will be there. We do have an active Facebook and Instagram account, so please feel free to reach out to us that way as well.
The flyer is posted to kglp.org on the PSAs and events page. How long have you been involved with Art 123, Dana?
Gosh, I've been involved with Art 123 probably since 2018, when my husband and I first moved here. I really enjoyed the fact that they were embracing the local art scene, encouraging of local artists, and very active in helping the community. And so I started off as just a regular artist member. I signed on for a little higher fee as a art member. And then just last year, I started helping out more actively with what we call Studio 123 programs, which will include the Spring Break Art Camp and other workshops and events that we are hosting at the gallery.
Had you been sharing your love of art with young people before this?
Yes, I have. Though I have been a higher education college level professor for, gosh, about 20 years now, I did start teaching, volunteer teaching for younger students, elementary and up. And it's been a really rewarding experience teaching younger students because they're so happy and enthusiastic. And at this, I believe it's been about 3 years, I also volunteer teach art with the Manuelito Children's Home on the West Side.
Is there anything else that you might like to share?
Yes, just one last thing. I really hope everyone who's listening, if they have kids between 8 and 13, please consider putting your kid in our art camp Monday through Friday, March 11th through 15th. It'll be a great event. Our artist that we have, our artist teacher that we have is Maria Hall. She's got 37 years teaching art through Parks and Rec here in our very own Gallup. And we are so happy that she's going to be also teaching this art camp, and I will be happy to be her assistant.
I see that you have some baskets or crafts here. Would you like to describe those since this is radio? I can photograph those and put those on the website, but if you'd like to tell me a little bit about what those are.
Of course. So what I have for Ms. Cobb is a couple samples here, and these are samples of what our campers will be doing as their masterpiece creation. The theme for our Spring Break Art Camp is actually called Weaving Stories, because we feel that it's important to integrate the craft and the element of fine arts And so our main theme art is going to be something called coiled sewn baskets. And they have fabric, they have beads. So every child will be able to create their own individual basket that tells their story. And it really is really cool because it also incorporates things that maybe are important to some people in the community, like recycling, because not only are we making these cord baskets with recycled materials like as fabric scraps and yarn, but we're also using what everyone uses every day if they go to the grocery store, unless they have the recycled bags, are those plastic grocery bags.
And it appears to me that the technique used is much like the hook rugs or coiled rugs.
Absolutely. It's exactly that same technique. It's just made into more of a vessel versus a flat rug.
And for many of our listeners who grew up with learning coiled rugs and hooked rugs, that's quite a tradition, and to have it move into basket weaving is very interesting.
Yeah, we found that it would be something that kids and adults could relate to and make it something personal for the kids, but also something that they can encourage to use everyday materials that they might not have specific art supplies, but maybe they'll have some old grocery bags and yarn and whatever they need for it.
And again, as with the traditional coiled rugs, hook rugs, you can use scraps of fabric or other things, as you mentioned, and you're not limited to the materials.
Absolutely, you are not limited. Almost the sky's the limit. And that's just the basic element, as Rachel, as you said, the coil part using fabric or yarn, but also being able to embellish it and personalize it with beads and buttons. And we're talking with Betsy Windish of the Recycling Committee, and she has some pop tops for soda cans, and asked me if I'd like them. And I said, yes, bring everything. Let's make this a well-rounded event. I wanted to fill everyone in, especially people with children 8 to 13, on a spring break art camp at Art123. It keeps them busy all through spring break from 9 to 3 every day, and it ends with a little art gallery show for the kids. What we plan to do is one main piece that the students do, along with hands-on crafts, art, technique, some guest speakers, and possibly field trips, all downtown. Please feel free to go to www.gallupartz.org/springbreak, or just go to gallupartz.org and look under Studio 123 Happenings, and the information will be there.
The flyer is posted to kglp.org on the PSAs and events page.
Thank you, Rachel, for your time.